A Farmington veterinary clinic practices regenerative medicine on its animal patients. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich made an appointment to learn more.
Veterinarian Dr. Tim O'Neill operates Country Veterinary Service on a pasture along Jimmy DeVault Road in Farmington. He's a conventional vet who for the past 25 years has treated every conceivable kind of sick and injured farm and domestic animal.
I'm about 45 to 50% small animal, and then about 25% cattle, and about 25% equine, and to throw in the mix, about 1% sheep, goats, and hogs, and the occasional rabbit. And I also have worked on a tiger or two, and African lion, and mountain lions, and llamas, creas, alpacas.
Dr. O'Neill, dressed in flowered swimming pool blue scrubs this afternoon, is also engaged in cutting-edge science. He practices stem cell and platelet-rich plasma therapy just this morning on a canine.
We harvested approximately a tablespoon of fat out of the dog. Then that got taken to the lab. Out of that, I harvested a small plug of stem cells about half the size of that clicker on your pen. Then at the same time, we drew two tubes of blood. I harvested platelet-rich plasma out of that, washed them, concentrated them, then resuspend them in the platelet-rich plasma, and then injected them into the hips to hopefully regenerate some cartilage and alleviate pain from a horrible case of hip dysplasia. So regenerative medicine is actually taking cells from the body, concentrating them, redirecting them to where they need to heal the body.
The Obama administration 3 years ago removed barriers to expand federal funding for human embryonic stem cell research after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit overturned a ruling on the matter. A registry for human embryonic stem cell lines was established at the National Institutes of Health, along with strict guidelines for both public and private research. As such, stem cells can be used to promote growth of tissue, organs, and bones and repair diseased ones, dividing and replenishing damaged cells. Science distinguishes between two types of stem cells, embryonic and non-embryonic somatic adult stem cells. Dr. O'Neill harvests adult stem cells directly from his patients, taking small bits of fat as well as harvesting blood for growth factor platelets.
This is not embryonic stem cells. This is not fetal stem cells. There is absolutely no death with this procedure.
Laboratory research on stem cell therapy and clinical trials on both animals and humans are underway at prestigious universities and medical centers across the country. It's been FDA approved as a medical treatment on humans for more than a decade. But Dr. Tim O'Neill's a pioneer in veterinarian regenerative therapy because he's applying the medical technology to his patients.
Predominantly, it's treating arthritis, any procedure that has to do with orthopedics, from fractures to whatever. It can be used by itself. It could be used in conjunction with regular surgery.
Because of the therapy, he says, regenerates cartilage and bone. Stem cell and platelet-rich plasma therapy is a single outpatient procedure, which takes part of a day.
So really, as right at first, after we've drawn the pre-anesthetic blood work, then we get them anesthetized, and that initial procedure where I harvest the fat, get them stitched back up and back off the table, and draw the blood sample for the platelet-rich plasma, maybe 20 minutes. Then we spend about 3 hours in the lab getting everything ready and harvested, concentrated. Then it's about, after they're sedated again, 5 minutes to make the injections. Then they're woke back up, and they can go home.
Dr. Tim O'Neill said he became interested in veterinarian stem cell therapy after the owner of a horse asked him to inquire.
Then, a little over a year and a half ago, I met this company at Western States Veterinary Conference. They're out of Houston, and we got to talking. And at that time, they were trying to get FDA approval so we could do this. They finally got it just before Thanksgiving last year. At that point in time, I didn't have the money. I want to take on the loans that I needed to bring in the equipment. This spring, I did. And March 28th was the first day we did those first three procedures, and we've been rolling ever since.
Since he introduced the therapy at his clinic, Dr. O'Neill has conducted more than 15 stem cell PRP procedures. Recently, he treated Janis Joplin, that's a dog, who came in for a checkup this morning.
The second day after the procedure, she jumped up on the bed, even though the owner was telling her no. She hadn't done that for months. Couldn't do it without them helping her hips up.
JJ can now squat to pee for the first time in years, Dr. O'Neill said, and is off her pain meds. Initial results, he said, may be evident as early as the first week, with progressive improvement over the next several months. He's had an 85% success rate so far, he said. So what does one treatment cost?
If you start looking, and the best way to explain this, if you start looking for a surgical replacement of a hip, that's going to cost you $6,000 to $10,000. This procedure, it varies a little bit. Predominantly, it's going to be around $1,000, maybe $1,200.
And if all of this sounds too good to be true, Nature, the International Journal of Science, reported on three published studies recently showing that stem cell therapy restored eye, heart, and hair follicle function in laboratory mice. Walking into his lab, Dr. O'Neill points to a device manufactured by Ingenerin, which holds glass vials of harvested adipose tissue and blood. It spins and isolates stem cells and blood platelets, part of a 20-step process, prior to injection.
That's the centrifuge. And but it's all computerized. All we do is just set it on it, hit start, and it goes.
And evidently, so do his patients. Dr. O'Neill has posted before and after video clips on his Facebook page. We step into his office, stacked with paperwork and research, to take a look. First at Haley, a pudgy elder lab.
She can hardly take two steps without having to sit down and rest because of bad hips. That's kind of a sad video, isn't it? Now, this is Haley 3 months later after the procedure. Same dog. And you can see her jump right up on the same floor. And she's walking around without any painkillers.
Dr. O'Neill shows several more before and after. And then one of his poster dogs, Sarge, a Great Pyrenees, outside on the front parking lot, clearly suffering with a bad hip.
When he stops, his whole hips just sit and quiver. This was the day of the procedure before we did anything.
You can see the dog.
But on x-rays, his left hip was almost totally out of the socket.
Video taken of Sarge 3 months later shows him trotting, then dragging his owner off towards some shrubs. His owner may need ibuprofen, but Sarge clearly doesn't. Gimpy dogs, arthritic cats, and especially lame horses were traditionally put down in order to end their misery. But now it appears some are getting a new lead or leash on life with regenerative therapy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.